Jordan Lewis has joined us, the former Hawthorn, and as he's talking up his time at Melbourne a lot more in the last couple of weeks in the lead up to the grand final. Part of our grand final coverage, of course, is here for Mercedes-Benz Berwick. Until September 30, Mercedes-Benz Berwick will pay the stamp duty on your new vehicle. Terms apply. Louis, good morning.
I just wish there were sportsmen's functions this week, because I'd be telling everyone that I was the difference in their rise up the ladder, Hutto. But good to be here. We're finally here, grand final week.
Right, Louis.
Although we don't...
Louis, I was just about to say, you've got Roosey and you've got Peter Jackson covered at the moment for the man that's rebuilt the Melbourne Football Club. Congratulations.
And I'd like you to keep with that line too, Tim. And anything that you do, maybe on the news tonight, maybe give it a mention as well. That would be... very nice of you.
We'll do our best.
Hey, now that we've lived the 2 weeks, I mean, we haven't lived it the way the players have, but you've obviously played in five grand finals. You know all about it. This would be different. How do you think the players will have handled the extra week?
I think both teams have done it really well. I've been in contact with players from both camps, and I think the overarching feeling for the players is they really got to relax in the first week and really switch off from football, because there was nothing going on. There was, it was sort of in a holding pattern. But as the game has gotten closer, that's when the nerves have really started to hit home, and, players deal with it in their own specific ways. But certainly today, and even through experience, there were different things in grand final week, but the training session that you do where all the supporters and the crowd really bolsters around the ground, that's probably the moment where you feel like, okay, this is real. This is a different experience than what I've had before. So many people at training session, so many cameras, so many media outlets, and the game is the following day. This is, if you're going to try and control your nerves, this is the day that it needs to happen.
Hey, Louis, does grand final experience count for anything in this game?
Oh, I think you can mount a case for and against, I suppose, but just my opinion is I don't think it does. I mean, Hawthorn in 08, Bulldogs in 16, yep. Richmond in 17. It does happen. It's happened quite frequently over the past few years, so... I don't think it does. I think this whole experience has been different for both teams. A two-week break, an interstate grand final. You've been on the road. You've been upset, for the best part of 2 years. I just think that the environment that has been created over the last couple of years doesn't necessarily lend itself to experience. I mean, you've got to look deeper in both sides and see what their strengths are. And I think both teams' strengths really provide themselves good chances to play in grand finals and win grand finals.
Which was the best preparation where Clarko made a difference to the way the grand final transpired, do you think? Which of those premierships did he have the most influence on, not tactically, but more the way he set up the week?
I think probably 13. We, after the season had finished, we made our way up to Damien Munkhurst's farm, his next door neighbour's farm, the Kerr family, and we sat around in little groups in forwards, mids and backs, all broken up like that, and we basically spoke about what it would mean to play in a grand final. And the midfield only really heard from the midfield group. We didn't hear what the forwards had to say or the defenders. So as the finals rolled along and then grand final week came around, that information was drip-fed to us, so we would hear what it meant for, a young Bradley Hill to play in the grand final and hear how nervous he was and what it would mean to him and his family, and then that created a really special bond throughout that grand final week that was pivotal to be able to win. And then our final team meeting was basically Clarko for 5 minutes out the back of his house in his own fire pit, explaining what it would mean to him if we were able to salute the following day. And that was really emotional to hear his thoughts, to hear Bradley Hill's thoughts, to hear thoughts of other players and what it would mean, because quite often the conversations around the change rooms is you don't want to be vulnerable grand final week. You don't want to you know, try and let a little bit of weakness into the conversation. But it was really that, and it was a really good bonding experience on Grand Final week.
Nobody knows more about Grand Final day than Jordan Lewis. The pivotal matchups and keys to this game, obviously, you know, both sides have got great system in the way that they play and field position so important, that type of thing. But who do you think are the pivotal matchups and the keys to this game?
Well, I think the obvious one we can point to is what they do with Jake Lever. Now, Shaki did an amazing job against Lear, cut him right out of the game in the prelim final. So you would imagine Shaki's a better player when he's got a reference. I mean, he's played predominantly forward in his career so far. When he went into defence, he looked a lot better. But even if he plays in the forward line and has a reference like Lever, I think he can compete really hard. So they want to cut out Lever's dominance around the ground. I think what we saw in the first matchup this year, James Harms goes to Liberatore. I don't think that'll happen. I think Harms is better suited to half forward. So I think it might be a Viney matchup. Two really hard contested balls inside that middle of the ground where a lot of the star players will play. I think that'll be in the middle of the ground. I think Salem takes Bailey Smith. Bailey Smith, we think, is a winger and sometimes inside the midfield. I think he's played predominantly forward the last couple of weeks, and we saw how damaging he was last week. I think Salem takes that matchup. So there are a few. And then what do they do with, you know, Petrarca and Oliver? And, you know, I think they go head to head. I think they back their mids in against the Melbourne midfielders. I mean, we've got six of the top 15 players in the league playing on Grand Final day, so it's going to be star power for both teams.
Jordy, we've seen the analysis and the way that both teams play. Do you think they'll just play their own game? Obviously, there's that tagging aspect, but there's also whether they'll have that loose behind, whether they'll have the Bulldogs have that extra player up at the stoppage, and do Melbourne man them up? So do you think, I guess broadly speaking, to simplify it, do you think that each club will just play the way they try and play, or one will have to concede something?
Oh, I think they'll start the game the way that they want to. I mean, both sides, if they're losing contests and they decide to bring someone up, that gives the other team exactly what they want. I mean, Caleb Daniel in round 19 was arguably the best player on the ground because Melbourne sent someone up to the stoppages. And if you send a forward up from the Western Bulldogs like they did in their first encounter this year, well, May and Lever will have a field day. So I would like to see both sides keep six forwards to try and engage the defenders. I think around the ball, I think the Western Bulldogs learnt a lesson last time they came up against Melbourne because they flicked the ball around a lot, which just invited the pressure. And I think they've got a good balance at the moment where they might have one hand pass, but they're prepared to take the ball forward knowing they've got some key forwards down there can really compete in the air. So I think the game unfolds organically. I don't think there's too much tactical things that will happen early on in the game. And they'll back their system in. Both teams around the ball are really strong. So that, I mean, this first quarter is so important. We saw in the prelim final how Western Bulldogs started really hot, put Port Adelaide out of the game from the first moment. Melbourne did the same. So, you know, all question marks can be erased if you start really hot. And both sides will have question marks. Melbourne's trip to here, they played one game in 27 days. So that plays on your mind. Western Bulldogs, they've gone the hard way. They've had the 2 weeks rest. That plays on your mind. So the first quarter is so important.
Hey, Louis, we saw the Bulldogs against Port. They gave them a lot of really different looks from stoppage to stoppage, that type of thing, which I guess can be confusing. Whose job then would it be for Melbourne to be able to call the changes that have been thrown at them throughout the course of quarters?
Well, I think it's up to the midfield group. Because they've got good continuity in there, you don't necessarily have to be worried about the Western Bulldogs flicking around. You understand your system. You understand where they want to exit the stoppage, which is primarily the same way. It doesn't really matter which players are in there. They've got a lot of left-footers, so that tends to come out the left-hand side, so they'll do their homework on that. Grand finals aren't won by tricks and positional changes and stuff like that. It is really in the contest. It is really moments throughout the game, and if you're the Melbourne midfield and saw what happened with Western Bulldogs flicking players through there, you wouldn't be overawed by it. You've got to be consistent in there.
Give us your tip and your Norm Smith, Jordy.
I think Melbourne by 16 points, and I for me is an award where you can probably cast your mind wider than the midfield group. It's different to the Brownlow. So we've seen players outside that area of the game win. So I think Stephen Murray, I mean, his matchup with Dorton is pivotal. He can have an influence in the year. I think he's my sneaky for the Norm Smith. They're probably good odds, Hutto.
All right, Stephen May, that's not bad from you, Geordie. Good luck. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. We'll be part of the AFL Nations Grand Final coverage from 5 o'clock, so I look forward to joining you then.
Will do. Have a good weekend, boys. Enjoy the game.
On you, Louis.
Jordan Lewis there. He was with us for Mercedes-Benz Berwick. Online or over the phone, Mercedes-Benz Berwick is 100% here for you.